It's 4 hours Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The exchange of threats and harsh rhetoric between North Korea and U.S. President Donald Trump has rattled many investors. Stock prices fell in Asia, Europe, and the United States, while demand rose for safe haven investments like gold. Wednesday, key stock indexes in Hong Kong, Germany, and France were down by 1% or more. U.S. stocks were off as much as 0.4 percentage point during Wednesday's trading, but recovered some ground by the close before Tuesday's angry exchange of words. U.S. stocks had been setting a series of record highs. Meanwhile, State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert says that Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and many others stand with President Trump.
We would like to see results. The pressure campaign, we see that working. The international community is in agreement with the United States and many of our partners and allies on putting additional pressure on North Korea. The secretary happens to be coming back from the ASEAN conference where they had tremendous success. It was a good week for diplomacy.
North Korea's threat against Guam spotlights a Western Pacific U.S. territory that looms large as a military asset despite being smaller than Singapore. But its governor, Eddie Baza Calvo, says he's not rattled by the North Korean threats.
At this point, there has been no change in the security situation here in Guam. I've gotten assurances, again, from all levels, both local command and in Washington, D.C., that this island will be defended and is and the United States military has their forces ready to protect and defend not only Guam, but all American interest in this region and the homeland.
Pyongyang is about 3,300 kilometers